Within the question, we already know the answer. Hello, everyone. Happy Thursday and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are going to be focusing on the fourth pillar of coherence, which is philosophy that manifests as our values. This is an offered intention for our practice today, but of course, if there's anything that you would like to call in as well, please do so. I am going to get us started by lighting some Palo Santo, just to cleanse our shared space. And as I do so, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision and begin to deepen your breath. And start to notice, how's the breath greeting you today? How are you greeting the breath? Try and let go of any expectations. The breath doesn't have to look any specific way. You don't have to look any specific way. However it feels is how it feels. These next few minutes are a space just for you. Use them however it serves you best. Here in a moment, I am going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And when we do so, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Okay. Whenever your breathing pattern allows, take that deep breath in. And keep inhaling, really expand and exhale. And tune in to the collective. To everybody that is joining us across space and time and sharing this breath, sharing our ritual. When you're ready, allow the breathing to come back to a more comfortable rhythm. And if you'd like, gently open your eyes. Okay. I am going to get us started by shuffling the cards for today. And I invite you to call back in our intention, our theme of philosophy. And anything else that you may have intended or brought in at the beginning of today's session, or if anything is coming to mind now. As our daily ritual grows and the collective grows, we're going to have more and more energy being brought to these readings. So as much as the moment in the beginning to tune into the collective is to step into gratitude for this space and for me to step into gratitude for you, it's also a time to align to the energy of the collective so that you can pick up on any meaning that is here for you, right? But always take what works and leave the rest. Okay. We keep seeing this guy. We have the Five of Swords. And fives are always difficult cards in the tarot. Well, I say difficult, but they represent a lot of change and overturning. And we can see here in this card that there is the main figure in the foreground holding three swords and two people in the background that have dropped their swords, seemingly. It seems as though they have lost. To think about this in terms of our philosophy, it does feel like there's some sort of internal battle going on. And maybe even as we've gone through this journey of self-growth, there's something else that is still kind of prickly. It feels like we've closed the chapter on something. It's still a part of our book, it's still a part of our narrative. We're not ignoring it, but that has kind of come to a close for now. But there's a piece of it. Like there was one character that was introduced in that chapter that now is kind of coming into the main fray. Not as an actual person, but like a main theme that is now kind of our next iteration of how we want to continue to grow and evolve. I want to remind us of the lesson on Monday to celebrate our growth. Don't run into this energy of work and fight super quickly. Take time to rest, rejuvenate, refresh, whatever that looks like. And then just pay attention. What did you learn from your recent growth? Or maybe it almost feels like it was like a slice off of your recent growth. I'm feeling called to tell y'all what I'm working on right now and how this applies to me to maybe illuminate some of this. So I've been really dealing with a lot of fear and fear around using my voice, fear around failure, fear around not being good enough, around this innate worth, right? All of that has kind of been this last chapter. And I feel like I've really been digging in and uncovering things. And like I got to a really good place about why was this coming up and what's the lesson to be learned here and through therapy and reflection and all of this work, being able to say, okay, this is kind of the rub here. The piece that is kind of folded out of this for me is now, where is the fear around stepping into my power? Right? It's like it relates to this other work of fear, but it's kind of a different dimension of it. It's like a different fractal of that lesson that is now the new iteration. And so that's what this feels like to me. This kind of smaller piece, but smaller in the way that a crystal is smaller, and it's like what's actually smaller and bigger. It's like if you break a piece off of infinity, it's still infinity in that way. But yeah, I hope that adds some clarity. I got a new Oracle deck and I'm feeling called to pull a card from it for today as well. These are the Divine Light Oracles and they are all based in Florence lithographies of Mother Mary, the Virgin Mary, the Madonna. Wow. These cards are so beautiful. So, this is Virgo Clemens, and all of these cards really talk about Virgo because Mother Mary is the Virgin, and that's what the astrological sign Virgo comes from. I want to read this directly from the book. Merciful Virgin, oh, I got some bells. Mary's here with us. Okay, the bells are wrapping up now. Merciful Virgin denotes the compassion and mercy of the Queen of Heaven, a source of comfort and hope for those who suffer. Reflecting on this image, we can seek mercy for ourselves and our loved ones. This is a call to find mercy for ourselves. Right, that I mean the difficulty of the Five of Swords in this fighting, in this next battle, it is almost calling back to mind the message of Monday, that it's like, yes, there is another battle on the horizon, but seek some mercy, some grace for yourself. How can you offer this loving compassion to you? And maybe that's a piece of your next journey, right? Is how can we actually reflect on the act of self-growth, not as something to identify flaws and need to fix, but as something that allows us to be, that allows us to wrap ourselves in love and caring and compassion, that this growth doesn't always need to feel like a battle, like a fight. And this lesson really is kind of, it's like mise en abyme, in the sense that it's like the very lesson is about the lesson, right? In needing to find something else to work on, what is that feeling calling us to work on, to pay attention to? Maybe the thing to work on is that there's nothing to work on. To move into our mantra today, inspired by the Five of Swords and our Divine Light Oracle card, Virgo Clemens, and our theme of philosophy, the mantra for today is going to be, my question is the answer. Yeah, that feels good. Okay. Here in a moment, I'm going to ask you to take a deep breath with me, and on the exhale, we will repeat this mantra of, my question is the answer. Okay, whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in. And exhale, repeating the mantra, my question is the answer. We already have everything we need within us, and within the question, we already know the answer. For our practice today, I want you to formulate a question, and don't feel like you need to rework it into an answer just yet. We don't always need to find the answer. Sometimes that's part of why the question is the answer, is that sitting in the discomfort of it is where the magic happens. So just formulate a question that you have about yourself, about your future, about your next step, whatever that is for you right now. Put it into words in your mind, and maybe meditate on the question, journal on the question, but don't try to answer it. Just sit with the question. Thank you all so very much for joining me today. If you enjoyed today's ritual, if it resonated with you, please share it with someone that you think would also enjoy it, or that maybe just needs to hear this message today. And let me know in the comments down below what your question is. What is this question? And we can all hold a little bit of space with each other, sitting in our questions together. And maybe if you need some inspiration for your question, you can check out the comments and see what has been dropped in there. Again, thank you all very much for being here with me today. And I'm very much looking forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you are listening or watching, please follow, subscribe, give us a 5-star rating and a review, drop a like, comment down below what that question is. All of these are the very best way to support this work and to help other people find it, so that anything that you found valuable about this, someone else could find value into. A big thank you to Podington Bear for our Daily Rituals theme music. And as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.